we are still watching pictures for the stand where there's the Stormers players who are this week in with the crowd climbing up into the stands to meet their friends, family and their supporters. It was Connacht last week. The ups and downs of rugby. Only one team gets to finish the season on the winner's podium. It won't be Connacht. It had to end somewhere. A few would have predicted they would have gone this far anyways, William. So are we to take that positive before we discuss what went wrong today?
Oh yeah, you have to take that positive. I mean, to win the playoff game in the quarter final and then get to a semi final, this is a very difficult place to come. They've lost here once in two seasons. That was a couple of weeks ago to Munster. They don't lose in Cape Town or Stellenbosch or wherever else they play. They didn't expect to lose. They were asked a lot of hard questions today, and I think if you're Munster or Leinster, you will have seen the way to get at them. Defensively, they're very poor when they're put under pressure on phase play in their own 22. They gave away penalties and they conceded three tries for Connacht. So that's the positive side. Connacht will feel that they didn't play well enough in this game to win it. They made too many little errors. They took the lead and then they switched off and they were in real trouble. And they got back in just on half time, but it took them 18 minutes to get another score. And immediately the Stormers went down the field and scored. And when Ralston went in for his try, they went down the field immediately and scored. And that's, you can't let that happen. And that's why the gap came. And then in the end, 43-25 is a bit of a... It's unfair. Connacht didn't deserve an 18-point defeat. The Stormers weren't an 18-point better team, but they were probably 10 to 12 points better.
A lot of moments in the game where we'll say, wow, what if... yes, by half-time, the Stormers were in total control, and but for that superb break from Farrell and great finish from Conor Oliver, they probably were done and dusted, but they turned it around in the second half. We said it. They got the try to get back into it through Seamus Hurley-Langton, and then they had that scrum, made five changes 65-66 minutes into this game from that scrum inside the Stormers half of the field, just outside their own 22. The game was turned on its head as they got back with another try and went 11 clear.
Yeah, that's something they might look back on. They changed the entire front row. They got mullered in the scrum. The scrum penalty awarded to the Stormers, but they played through it. That's the big thing. They didn't just say, oh, we'll take the kick to touch. I think Connacht thought that's what would happen. Well, they actually played through the advantage, started throwing the ball around in their own 22, moved the ball down the field, and Connacht's defensive line was shredded. And that is just a momentary switch off in a very hard game after the end of a very long season. And that's what happens to you when you're not... It just happens. But the Stormers seem to win the key moments in the game right through, except for the start. But... you know, the Connacht can learn from this and they want to get back to here. They know how difficult it is to get back to a semi-final. Hopefully they can follow it up next season.
Mac Hansen, of course, had that try. They did lead 8-0 before going 24-8 down, then 24-13, as we've described to you there. Got back to 24-20 on Hurley-Langton's score and the conversion, but it stretched out again to 31-20. Game was looking like it was done and dusted until John Porch came up with an outrageous 50-22 kick, which turned the tide again. Ralston gets in the corner. It's a 6-point game now, 31-25, 4 minutes to go. And unfortunately, a bit of kicking tennis, like Libbock knew, and that was the game plan. He mentioned it afterwards. He talked about the game plan was probably, he didn't say specifically this, but you know it was part of the game plan. Launch the ball into the sky, ask questions at the back three, ask questions of Connacht under the high ball. Tom Daly, unfortunately, it's heartbreaking for him, but he got caught out badly. Were Connacht going to find a try from there to win the game? It was still a long shot, but it's not a nice way for them to end it, because that knock on led directly to the match clinching try that really finished it off.
Yeah, it did. And at that stage then, the game was done and dusted and Connacht just faded away, which tends to happen. Look, the Stormers are defending champions. They get a chance to defend their title in 2 weeks' time. They'll either be at home to Munster or away to Leinster. We'll know that later this evening. They'd love to be here, I think. But that's going to take a big performance from Munster to make that happen. But they would certainly come up to the Aviva to take on Leinster with a feeling that they'll give it a go. They're a strange side. They have a lot of talent. They have a lot of very good players at making quick decisions and taking risks. Some of the stuff they do is hair-raising at times. But look where it's got them.
Did Connacht do themselves justice today? We know they did themselves justice this season, though.
I think they will probably say they didn't quite do themselves justice today, but I think last week and winning 6 games out of 7 when they were in no man's land, they were absolutely dead and buried on the 1st of January when they lost 42-10 at the RDS. To get back to here, that was doing justice. They may feel today that they didn't get maybe they didn't get the rub of the green a couple of times. It's interesting. I've never seen a game with so many forward passes. Both sides were getting away with stuff. But today, they just didn't quite hit the heights of last week, particularly in times in the contact area. But this is what these South African sides do when they're fully tuned up.